Recorded Books presents Equal by Joyce Moyer Hostetter, narrated by Mark Sanderlin. For the brave ones who dare to sit, stand, and kneel for the cause of equality. Prologue. When I went to the river that day in 1959, I didn't expect to meet a colored boy who loved birds like I love my cow. I didn't know what all I'd learn from him, or that a mean old drunk would come along and force me to see myself as I never had before. I didn't realize I was face to face with a muddy, wide river. I didn't think when I went into eighth grade that a teacher would name my strengths and inspire me to be even stronger. I didn't know that I'd learn to speak up while measuring my words, to hold back when I wanted revenge, or to imagine an enemy as my friend. Chapter 1, August 1959. Daddy, I said, want to go to the river? We could catch a few fish for supper.
And leave this lonely woman all by herself? Daddy said. No, I'm going to keep your mama company, but you go right ahead.
Oh, of course he would stay with mama. She was always lonely after family dinner on Sundays. She'd start moping the second my sisters headed home with their husbands. Later, she'd watch television with Daddy, and that would pull her out of her sadness. But it seemed like once in a while Mama could watch television without Daddy there holding her hand. Couldn't he see that I was lonely sometimes, too? I dug some worms and grabbed my fishing pole and a bucket for bringing fish home, just in case I had any luck. I wasn't much of a fisherman, but the sight of the river rippling by and the smell of the woods always made me feel better. I figured maybe if I went downstream, I'd find a good spot. So I followed a trail by the river and rounded a bend, and there on the riverbank was a colored boy pulling in a good-sized fish. I stopped in my tracks and watched how he let his pole curve and tip practically into the water before he pulled back and then leaned in again. When he landed that bass, I couldn't help but let out a woo-hoo. He turned real fast to see who was sneaking up on him, and when he caught sight of me, his big old grin sort of slid off his face. Maybe he thought I was trouble. But puny as I was, I shouldn't have worried him none. He looked to be about my age, maybe older, taller and broader for sure, and with bigger muscles. If he'd claimed that fishing hole for himself, I'd have gone on my merry way. But I reckon he wasn't taking his chances on starting something up with a strange white boy. I was pretty sure I'd seen him somewhere, but I couldn't quite place him. Figured I might as well introduce myself. My name's Jackie, I said. Before I could tell him my last name, he said it for me.
Honeycutt.
How'd you know?
I keep my ears open.
Evidently, I don't, on account of I don't know who you are. Turned out he was Thomas Freeman, and he lived in the brown house on the backside of Garland Abernethy's farm. My school bus had been driving past his mailbox for years, so I'd seen him plenty of times, just not up close. I told him where I lived, and wouldn't you know, he attended the little colored church along the road that leads to my lane. All those years we'd been going right by each other, and I'd never once looked him in the eye. Now, here we were on the riverbank, getting to know each other. School was fixing to start up the next day, and I'd be going into eighth grade. He'd be a freshman in high school. But even if he wasn't older, we'd go to different schools. After all, he was colored. I told Thomas about my family and how I was raising a heifer for the dairy contest at the fair. That's just 2 weeks away, I said. But Lucy's ready. I named her after Lucille Ball, in case you're wondering. He shook his head a little, which I took to mean he wasn't wondering. Mr. Nolly, that's our 4-H agent, says Lucy's in fine shape. I think we've got a chance of winning. Thomas gave a little snort then. Not much, just enough to let me know he wasn't taking my word for it. What? I asked.
No, he said. No, I wasn't saying nothing.
No, you didn't say a word, but I can tell. You think I'm crazy. How come you don't think I can win?
You never heard of the Lutzes over in Startown?
Yeah, sure I have. Mr. Nolly even took us to a Lutz farm to learn about cattle judging.
Then I guess you saw their fine barn with all the latest equipment.
We got a tour, but that's the barn. We're talking about cows here.
Hmm, said Thomas.
What? I demanded. Say what you're thinking.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?